what you have.
Well, I'm curious, where did you, your family live when you were growing up? You said nearby, what road?
On Brandy Hill Road, where,
oh, right,
you know where.
Yeah, up on the hill.
Bob Pretty.
Bob Pretty, yeah, yeah.
That was your family home, then?
Yeah.
Right.
We came down in 1938.
And so your father had worked then right along for.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
Since he came in the beginning.
Not here, well, some here, and then he used to work for Goodwin Beach up to where Cummings is, there was the same family to the son.
So tell me now, the history of the Beach family, there are how many brothers and sisters, there's a daughter and his wife, and then how many children did they have?
They had three boys and a girl.
And you said Charlie and Goodman.
Goodman and Watson.
Okay.
Charlie Beach, Charlie Beach living in the.
And his sister Elizabeth.
Still living, Elizabeth Kate.
Did they help out with the farm at all? Did the children ever come and do any work here?
No, very little. She just come and walk through, that's all, you know.
Play work, maybe.
That's right, yes, yeah.
Mm. I think as children they would, you know, on their own would kind of run down and try to peek at the horses and the.
No, not too much.
The grandchildren used to come around once in a while, ride on a truck, or when we were doing hay, and did ride on a hay wagon. That's about it.
Just get a ride.
Same kind of bother I was on my grandpa's farm.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Well, the horses, how many horses did they have in the.
What we used to have around three.
Three work horses.
That's a big barn for three.
It's
mainly for hay storage then, is that what they used this for?
Well, most of the hay went down to the other barn, and then, so you only could put, you know, fill this up, but didn't last too long, you know. About every month you have to haul a load up here, you know.
And
it was all loose hay them days. Now, hay.
I saw those big tongs, that's for bales, isn't it?
Yeah, that's for hay, yeah.
For loose hay, you know.
Yeah.
And they all their own hay fields. They didn't have to have anybody farm any fields for them and then buy the hay from them.
No,
it was all their own.
They had
self-supporting farm. That's
right. Just had good fertile land. I mean, it was well fenced up, fertilized and all that. Then all back there was all pasture, you know, back in the dairy farm. Mm. But look at it now.
Oh.
It's just like a big field it was.
That was beautiful.
You used to go way back to Russia, below Russia there, it was all open. But
who
look
planted
at it today.
The apple trees? The apple trees that are now behind Shay's house, there's a number of plantings there. Was that there when the
Yes, it was,
came?
Yeah.
That was
a beautiful orchard.
Oh, there was
some nice apples in that.
There's still a few blossoms that come out in the spring, I noticed.
Yeah.
Some nice blossoms would be lovely to them, but now it's all overgrown. It's not all over. It belongs to Shay now, you know, that comes in with that property.
Did you used to go into the woods and do thinning of trees and cutting, or was it to try to maintain any of the woods, or was it just for wood purposes to burn? For fuel?
Well, they put in pine trees years ago, and then they used to keep all the undergrowth, you know, kind of. So they got started. See how them all up on the hill there, then? That was all open field years ago. And just planted pines, and then cut all the underbrush. Then, I mean, after a few years, they let everything go.
Mm. So the
Beaches
planted the pines?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Way back, I think about 1928, something like that.
What use did they make of the pond itself? Did they swim in it or just boat on?
Well, they had a swimming pool down below there. They had to go to a nice swimming pool where the bathing house was crashed, you know, where down by the pond.
Oh, down here?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. That was a nice swimming pool there.
Explain again, where was the swimming pool?
Oh, yeah.
Down?
Yeah, just
so you walk out of the pond. On the right, as you walk towards that little wooden bridge.
And the bathing houses are still there.
It was like a stone terrace, and there was two bathing houses on each side, and then you went down the steps into this beautiful concrete pool. all filtered water.
Oh, yeah.
Always running in and running out.
We
this is below the falls? Is that used to be?
Yeah, on the side of the
falls.
Yeah. And we had to clean it every...
once a week.
Once a week we had to drain it and scrub it all out and paint it every year. And put in charcoal, went through charcoal.
See, they had three big
bins,
you know, where it used to go. It was all filled with charcoal, and you could go through just to purify the water.
Yeah.
And they used the water that came down the brook then?
From the pipe.
Yeah, right from the pond.
Yeah, it was piped down to these big tanks, and it was like three bins all filled with charcoal.
Right.
And the water runs in, and then it purifies, and they used to go down and swim every day down there.
And one good thing, they used to let the help use it after 7.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, we could use it.
Hey, that was a nice summer night.
Yeah, it was nice. We could have guests and use it, unless if they were going to use it, they'd let us know, you know, that they were having guests and they were going to use it for the evening. Other than that, after 7, we could use it.
Yeah, a whole lot warmer than the pond, too.
Oh,
it's been out there in the sun. Yeah.
So they're still, the bathhouses are still down below the falls.
I don't know what they use them for. I
think, they don't use them no more. They built some, but they're still standing. We used to have all nice lawns all around it. It was beautiful.
See, the gardener used to have to wheel the hand mow all the way down there once a week to mow and push it back up the hill.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And we used to, what nice furniture they had there. Nobody bothered nothing, but today you couldn't leave nothing out there.
We can't leave nothing out in the ground around here.
Nothing at all.
We put stuff out, we have to bring it back in after we get through.
Even here, we bring out our picnic tables and chairs when we finish at night. We've got to take them in, otherwise we'll find them over the bank the next morning. Yeah.
One more thing about that swimming pool. Which side of Valley Falls Road was it on? On the pond side or on the right hand side?
On the pond side.
On the pond?
Right.
You wouldn't have think there would be enough room just looking at it.
Oh, yeah, that was beautiful. We had all lawns around there, too. Nice stone step. It was beautiful.
Hey, you get down the step was about 4 feet to about 11 feet. And then they had a nice diving board there.
No, a chute. We used to soap it up, and we'd go down and hit the water.
Soap up the chute and down.
Oh, we used to have a lot of fun there, yeah.
Is the Beach family now, they still live in Hartford? Are there still some living in Hartford?
Just Charlie Beach and his sister, Elizabeth Capon.
Well, Charlie Beach is in the home
now. Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Elizabeth, you say?
Yeah, Elizabeth Capon.
Wonder if they have any pictures. It would be so nice if we could try to get some pictures.
It's too bad. They
don't
have
any pictures. Yeah. Too busy frolicking to take any pictures. Swimming and working.
Yeah, that's right.
Mrs. Shepherd, Charlie Beach's daughter lives in Ellington. Mrs. Shepherd, I've been trying to get my courage up. As a stranger, it's difficult to approach.
No, she lives in South Windsor.
Do you know her?
No, Mrs. Rusher.
She's very nice.
Oh, she is.
She was out here 2-3 years ago. And
yeah, she come out 2-3 different times with him, but she's nice.
I think I'll first write her a letter to explain who I am.
Right.
You can't call someone up on a phone and barge in on their privacy. And I'm sure she'd come out some Sunday.
Yeah, that's what
she'd love to come out. She really would.
Oh, well, she probably would.
We were trying to get the house in position that we opened it up.
I'm going to ask about the big bell. Now, I know you're bell collectors, so that's the biggest one.
Yeah, that's our biggest one.
That came from one of the mills, didn't it?
They couldn't put that in the house, so they had
to put it. We had to put it here. Yeah.
I wouldn't allow it in the house.
Which mill? That's from the Springville mill?
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
How long have you had that?
Since.
Well, the date is out there. What is it, 1965. 66,
I think.
Yeah. We thought perhaps my great-grandfather might have rung that bell. Because the bell is dated, I believe, 1887. And in the late 1800s, he was night watchman.
What was his name?
Let me see. That was not my grandmother's father. Weststein. Yeah. And they lived, I guess, on Ward Street, right near the mill. And he used to have to ring the bell morning and night when the mill opened and closed. And I guess he worked there for a while as night watchman. So we thought perhaps he might have rung it.
It's a nice thing to have.
Yeah.
Do you ring it on the 4th of July, or special time?
We have to buy their bell ringing. We didn't have a bell. We would have rung it. That's
Did the beaches have any kind of collections or anything like that? Or were they known for anything besides owning the farm and being a wealthy landowner type of family here? Is there any other claim to fame that they
had? They had, who was it here? She had this artist from France, wasn't it?
For what?
Mother Beach, remember they had that art gallery in Hartford in Woodland Street?
Boy.
And she had this Louis Orr, wasn't it? He used to come out with the show for once in a while. He used to paint in the garage upstairs. Paintings.
They probably had nice ones in the house at
they
one
did.
Time.
Yeah, yes, they did. They had a nice art gallery in Hartford.
Do you recall statues and small kind of things around? Someone told us that there were some. I don't know. You could find no trace of any such thing.
No, there wasn't.
This was just his vacation to be out here.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, I used to come out now and then. That's about all, I guess.
Funny, you'd think there would be more pictures around of the place. Well, maybe Emma's got some of the gardens and things. Which you would
we love. Had them. I don't know who's got them now. We had some nice pictures of the garden up there. I don't know which member of the family has them.
We'll have to look
there.
They can be duplicated. See if we can locate some of them.
And when Charlie Beach moved out, we're kicking ourselves. There was a lot of these old beds that they had up in the attic. Iron beds with all brass on top, all fancy brass. We kept them, we stored them down the barn after Charlie Beach moved out. And we got sick of moving them here and there. We took them to the dump. Honest to God, we're taking us up.
There's
one thing that I salvaged. That Charlie Beach truck, that piano lamp.
Oh.
He threw that out. I said, I'm going to save that. And that other lamp, that wicker lamp. Yeah, and them beds, honestly, bring a good price to them. We wasn't interested in antiques, my wife and I. And we just heaved. Well,
nobody knew about it.
Why didn't even
too much then.
Oh, there was some beautiful stuff that we threw out.
Years ago, everybody threw all the old stuff out, even the old stoves, flat iron stoves. It's worth a lot of money today.
I wish I knew.
You're looking for one, eh?
Sure.
Well, Charlie Beach sold that one.
Bob Pretty remembers the kitchen having a big black iron stove because we have so many flues in the kitchen, we can't possibly account for what all these things might have been.
Yes.
I don't know whether it was Mr. Rusher or whether it was you that told us that for a long time, Dr. Beach was successful in preventing this road from being tarred. That he wanted it to stay as rural as possible.
Right.
Is that correct, or do you have any remembrance?
No, I don't
remember that.
No.